Tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, this feud between Tucker Carlson and Nick Fuentes and others versus Mark Levin, Ben Shapiro and Jonathan Greenblatt now is heating up, and I am here for it. I am here for it. In fact, so here for it am I. All this week I'm going to be running special videos in the evening, 5 p.m. UK time, covering this because there are many different aspects that we're going to be looking at. Today, we're going to look at Mark Levin begging off from Tucker Carlson. We're going to be looking at Ben Shapiro also begging off a debate with Tucker Carlson and then snivelling like a little weasel over to CNN to whine and complain and argue that Tucker Carlson should be cancelled from polite society, etc., etc. You know, funny, he made his whole career battling SJWs, and now he's become one. So we're going to look at that. We're going to look at Jonathan Greenblatt's attempts to ramp this up. It's funny how it's all happening all at once. That's this video. Tomorrow, we're going to look at Kevin Roberts and the whole saga with the Heritage Foundation. He's been made to look a little bit like Reek from Game of Thrones. So we're going to look at that. I have mapped out where various people in the so-called online right stand. We're going to look at that on Wednesday. And finally, we're going to look at some revelations from Candice Owens and texts that she received from Ben Shapiro. The manipulative weasel truly is. These, when I say they're heels, when I say Mark Levin and Ben Shapiro are heels, I really mean him. And because there are so many cowards, because there are so many people who are like, oh, I'm not going to touch this story, I am going to cover it, okay? If nobody else will do it, I'll do it, okay? Just before we get going, buy my book, Applied Elite Theory. Pick up a course at the Academic Agency. All great courses there. Trivium, many other Foundations of Shakespeare, Christmas coming up. Pick up a great course. You won't regret it. So let's get now to this hottest of sagas. Where can we start? Well, first of all, Mark Levin.
The reason that this is an important race is not because Lindsey Graham is like Mark Levin, you know, someone you, if you were stuck in an elevator with him, you'd have to obviously kill yourself because you couldn't handle. He's not that. You'd enjoy being stuck in an elevator with him.
I got a very strange text this morning from Tucker Carlson, 10:16 a.m. I'll read it to you for verbatim. Good morning, he writes to me. The leadership at Turning Point has asked me to debate you at their event in Scottsdale in December. I'm happy to do it, and I hope you'll agree as well. Beyond the personal insults, which I'll try to keep to a minimum, there are real and important ideological differences between us, and I think the country would benefit from an extended conversation about them. So again, I hope you'll accept. Let me know. Thanks. The guy is desperate. He's taking a hit on his podcast. He's fighting like hell for his career. He's fighting like hell for his reputation. People are awakening to what scum he actually is. And he thinks I'm going to platform him. He thinks I'm going to help him kick up his podcast ratings. What would Charlie say? What would Rush say? What would any rational response? Here it is. I wrote him the following. My family and I want nothing to do with you. What you've become, your vile libels against my faith, millions of Christians, and in my view, what you seek to do to our country. There's nothing to debate. You're a Nazi promoter. You're the modern-day David Duke.
So what do you say to those people? Say, why didn't you raise any of that?
You know, do your own interview the way that you want to do it. You're not my editor. Buzz off. I mean, I don't know. You want to go yell at Nick Fuentes? I'll give you a cell. Call him. And go sit and yell at him and feel virtuous or whatever. That's up to you. I got the same thing with Putin. Why aren't you yelling at him?
The main criticism, as I understand it, has been, well, yes, platforming. They say that. I don't accept platforming as a valid objection.
Yeah. What is that a verb, by the way? You take a noun and you make it into a verb and nobody says anything? As a former editor, I say no.
Yeah, agreed. Okay. Honestly, but as far as I know, Nick Fuentes hasn't eaten anyone. You know, I mean, Jeffrey Dahmer ate people, and he was platformed by Diane Sawyer.
We have a member, a sitting member of Congress. I spoke to the Speaker of the House about this today. We have a sitting member of Congress from Florida called Randy Fine, who was literally texted on, or put on Twitter, we should kill them all, every single one. Someone texted a picture of a dead baby, and he laughs at it. And it's like, this guy's a lawmaker who's appropriating money to a military committing genocide, and that's cool? It's not cool.
No.
And let's just be honest. That is much worse than anything Nick Fuentes has said. Period.
Jonathan, I'd like to...
What a piece of work he's turned out to be. He cuts this speech at some Jewish community convention in Las Vegas. The Jewish Republican community or whatever it was called, okay? Congress. Cuts this heel promo declaring war on Tucker Carlson and Fuentes and calling them, you know, all sorts of names. And then he comes out, and then it transpires that he's been invited by Turning Point USA to a debate with Tucker Carlson, and that Tucker Carlson, in the spirit of free inquiry, in the spirit of American First Amendment free speech rights, in the spirit of, you might say, democracy, agrees to this debate, actually texts Mark Levin and says, come on, let's do it. You and me, let's go, toe-to-toe. And Mark Levin begs. What a snivelling, cowardly move by Mark Levin. Begs off. I was reminded, really, of Ric Flair. back in the 80s, where he'd talk all the talk, and then when push came to shove, he'd get in the ring, and he'd be begging off, and he'd be, you know, snivelling in the corner. This is proper heel stuff from Mark Levin. But also, some of the nonsense that Levin talked in the clip that I played at the start there. For a start, Tucker Carlson is the first or the second biggest podcaster in America. His platform is enormous. So the idea that it was being Mark Levin giving Tucker Carlson a platform gets the direction of the relationship completely the wrong way around. Has Mark Levin forgotten that America is not a dictatorship, okay? It is not actually a dictatorship. And even if it is, he is not the dictator of America. He does not get to say who Tucker Carlson talks to. He does not control what Tucker Carlson says. And if he's not unhappy with the things that Tucker Carlson says, he's meant to be able to debate it out in that free marketplace of ideas. Right? He's all about the free market, Mark Levin. He was telling us only last week that the free market means the freedom to cancel other people. Remember that? So he's got all of this the wrong way around. He's got all of it, the power relations are the wrong way around. Actually, it's Tucker Carlson who's ascendant. It is Tucker Carlson who has the platform. And it is Mark Levin who is the irrelevant, balding, fat, let's face it, boomer commentator who literally nobody watches, nobody pays any attention to. So he has got all of that. He is in his own fantasy delusion world at this point, Mark Levin. And then there's Ben Shapiro, who, if you remember, while Mark Levin was saying, we're going to cancel this person, we're going to cancel that person, we love doing cancellations, us. Shapiro, if you remember, argued that what was actually happening is not a cancellation. He was trying to, he's trying to make this argument that actually, these, technically speaking, it's not a cancellation. Obviously, he's arguing for the exact same thing. So what is it that Shapiro has been up to? Well, it has transpired that he actually refused to debate Tucker as well. But he has been running around from CNN to trigonometry and Constantine Kissin and all these sorts of characters, basically running around at the top of his lungs calling Tucker Carlson a Nazi and an anti-Semite and demanding that he be cancelled. Similar to, in fact, Jonathan Greenblatt, who has just been appearing on the newly minted Barry Weiss-edited MSNBC. Right, he's been going on there, surrounded by, you know, let's just say his fellow ethnics. And they've all just been sitting around talking about what they can do to get a handle on this problem, how they can use top-down power, top-down control, ownership of social media, coercion from the top down to get a handle on this problem.
Also have you evaluate the conversation that has been going on for more than a week in Republican circles about Tucker Carlson, Nick Fuentes, and the platforming thereof.
Yeah, look, I'm glad you asked. It reminds us that neither side of the spectrum is intolerant from immune from anti-Semitism. Intolerance happens on both sides, and specifically here. Look, it's not just that the interview with Nick Fuentes that Tucker Carlson did was so repellent, although it was. Tucker Carlson has been laundering hate for years, specifically anti-Jewish bias, Holocaust deniers, ugly anti-Zionists, and all kinds of people. That's the problem here. Now, I will tell you, I was pleased that Kevin Roberts called out Nick Fuentes' disgusting anti-Jewish hatred. But why would you run cover for Tucker Carlson? The Republican Party has got to figure this out. People like Ted Cruz, Dave McCormick, Lindsey Graham seem intent on doing so, and that's a good thing. I hope things work out the right way, just like on the far left. The anti-Zionism and the anti-Semitism of some fringe folks in the progressive side also need to be worked out. Let's hope that that happens on both ends of the spectrum, Major, so a strong center can reemerge where everyone is accepted.
I think that Kevin really screwed things up last week when he decided to inject himself into this controversy with his vociferous defense that contained some rather charged language. I think he's doing the right thing by pointing out the obvious, which is that if somebody glosses Nazis on the air, that person probably should not be associated with a conservative think tank, and that everyone should have a duty to say that that is a bad thing to do. So I'm grateful to Kevin for doing that. I think it's a very good thing that he did that. The real issue here is I think that Tucker Carlson's morphing from, I would say, a very edgy right-wing political figure on Fox News, but certainly within the mainstream, into a conspiracist, a person who ideologically launders anti-Semitism, who ideologically launders all sorts of anti-Americanism on his show, and then airs it for the public to hear with interviews like the ones he did with Nick Fuentes, which was essentially a massage of Nick Fuentes. You know, I think that took a lot of people by surprise, probably including Kevin.
The idea on the right that if you must gloss Nazis in order to win, if they start to become, if the face of the Republican Party continues to move in a direction that is racialist, that is religiously exclusivist to the extent that it seems to be moving. If that is the way that the Republican Party decides to play it, that is not an electorally sound strategy, just on a pragmatic level. I don't see, like, these are not, the American people do not like the politics of, say, Nick Fuentes. And the attempt to launder his ideas into the public view, which is what I think Tucker has been doing with a wide variety of rather nefarious characters over the course of the last 2 years. I don't think those laundered views are particularly popular with the American people. And so if the right wants to pretend like, you know, moving in that direction is going to win them additional votes, not the number of votes you're going to lose by moving in this particular direction.
People might say Tucker Carlson's got the biggest conservative platform in America. Isn't that proof that actually these views are very popular?
I mean, they are popular with a certain segment. Are they popular broad scale across America? I mean, I know many ambulatory psychotics who have very large audiences in the online space. I'm not calling Tucker an ambulatory psychotic. I think he's very actually coherent in what he's doing. But I know a lot of people who have a big audience. We should note that every big audience in the media, you're talking about 3-4 million people. The electorate in the United States is generally about 160 million people. And so you can find, you know, it's a big country. You can find a niche for anything. I think one of the mistakes politicians make is they look at X and they say, this is representative of the American body politic. And that is just too online. It's just way too online.
How they can put pressure on various institutions, just like the Heritage Foundation, which I'll talk about tomorrow, to get people to bend the knee to them. And again, they are out of control. Jonathan Greenblatt is out of control. Ben Shapiro is out of control. Mark Levin is out of control. Because They don't get to. Nobody elected them. Nobody appointed them divine guardians of what people can and cannot say in America. Nobody appointed them the gatekeepers of what is accept, what is and is not acceptable on the American right, especially not on the America First right. Let's not forget that Jonathan Greenblatt spent 5-6 years calling Donald Trump a fascist pretty much every single day. Mark Levin was a never-Trumper back in 2016 who backed Ted Cruz. Ben Shapiro was a never-Trumper who later, at the drop of a hat, supported Ron DeSantis when DeSantis tried to go against Trump. In 2020, he didn't stand with Trump on the shenanigans around the election. So at every single point, Ben Shapiro has argued against Donald Trump. He has betrayed him as soon as he can. And certainly in terms of views, Ben Shapiro is taking an absolute pasting. Obviously, Tucker, massive amount of views, most popular podcast. Shapiro is losing subscribers hand over fist on a daily basis. You can see there he's down 20,000 in the past 30 days. And now these people, these exact same people, want to stick themselves in front of your screens, in front of your faces, and say, we get to define what your movement is. Let me just sit down there, MAGA chuds, and let us explain to you what America First means, what Make America Great Again means. And what it means is just support Israel, don't ever criticize us. Let us control absolutely everything about, you know, let us control the parameters of the debate. Let us control what your messaging is. And you, like a house slave, have to be grateful for the prospect of a 50-year mortgage. Right? Have you seen this new one? There's a 50-year mortgage now they're pushing. It is honestly, this situation, it is critical for America to back Tucker Carlson and for America and Americans to defeat Greenblatt, Shapiro, and Levin in this particular feud. They are out of control. Who do they think they are to get to dictate to the rest of society, to get to dictate to someone of the stature and size and popularity of Tucker Carlson what he can and cannot do? Who are they to dictate this to the rest of society at a moment where the young men of America have been betrayed and let down by older generations? You know, 50-year mortgage, they can't afford a house, they can't start a family. Their inheritance has been given away to somebody else because of arguments made by the likes of Ben Shapiro, because of this fake, phony, disgusting, cowardly conservatism that has been astroturfed by the likes of Mark Levin, by the likes of Ben Shapiro. It was on their watch all of this happened. That is why Nick Fuentes exists. That is why Tucker Carlson is speaking out. And it's important that people back them at this point. What has been interesting and very telling is how many snivelling characters on the so-called, you know, tell it like it is online right have not done that. How they, I mean, later in the week, I've mapped out all of the different characters and where they stand. Why aren't they just 100% backing Tucker, who has a righteous crusade against a group of obvious villains and cry bullies? What happened to the great American spirit of, freedom? What happened to the notion that this is America, damn it, nobody else gets to tell us what to do? Apart from these ghouls, apparently. It cannot be allowed to stand. So, and that's why I am doing everything possible this week to get the message out there. You should just back Tucker. If Trump betrays Tucker Carlson, MAGA is dead. Trump should be dead to you if he sides with this group of goons here. If he sides with Levin and Shapiro and Greenblatt against Tucker Carlson, MAGA is dead. Okay? The true MAGA people, Matt Gaetz, Steve Bannon, And I mean, some of them have surprised me. Robert Barnes, People's Pundit, Alex Jones even, have come out on the side of Tucker. Because it is the side of truth and righteousness. And this lot are the side of literal evil. It is Team Correct Tucker versus Team Evil Shapiro. If you can't see that at this point, there is no hope for you. Absolutely no hope for you whatsoever. And you deserve to lose forever. Okay. See you tomorrow. If you like this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the academic agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just three of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.